The Appalachian Mountain Club is a conservation organization focused on fostering the protection, enjoyment, and understanding of the outdoors. AMC began a landscape-scale conservation effort in the 100-mile wilderness region of Maine in 2003, with the intent of facilitating ecological restoration through both passive and active forest management. Since purchasing the 37,000-acre Katahdin Ironworks tract, the AMC's Maine Woods Initiative, or MWI, has grown to a total of 114,000 acres of forest land in the 100-mile wilderness. The MWI project's goal has been to create a new economic model for forest land ownership based on the principles of multiple use, responsible forestry, permanent public access and outdoor recreation, and the resilience of local communities. The AMC purchased former industrial timberland from various owners, all with a history of production-oriented, even-aged management. For over 20 years, AMC's MWI lands and initiative business model have been restoring ecosystem functionality while sustaining local and regional economies, all through ecological forest management. The MWI model uses both a passive and active approach to achieve its management goals, while supplying revenue to cover operational expenses and pay property taxes. Currently, around 60% of the property is in active timber management, while 40% is set aside as permanently protected ecological reserves or retention areas. In areas suitable for forest management, the AMC has taken an ecologically responsible approach to forestry, guided by several key principles. Harvest less than growth. The AMC sets the annual allowable harvest volume at two-thirds the rate of annual timber growth on the managed portion of the property, allowing for accumulation of stock over time. Practice multi-aged forest management. To produce a future forest with at least three age classes, we use prescriptions and silvicultural treatments to break up current even-age structures. Retain large trees in the forest. As a practice, we do not harvest trees over 18 inches in diameter, except in special circumstances. Allow for the recruitment of old and dead standing trees. Dead woody material is crucial for a suite of ecological values in the forest, from wildlife habitat to storing carbon. Target poor quality stems for removal and preserve the longer-lived and more resilient species. The AMC prioritizes the removal of poor quality stems, short-lived species such as balsam fir over red spruce, non-native species like Norway spruce, or species planted on inappropriate sites to retain and promote the growth of longer-lived species and better quality stocking for both genetics and future products. Prioritize watershed integrity and connectivity. AMC lands protect the West Branch of the Pleasant River, home to one of the last endangered salmon runs in the eastern United States. Much of the MWI property is composed of young, even-aged forests, split between northern hardwood, 50%, mixed wood, 30%, and softwood, 20% composition. As part of our ecological restoration and climate resiliency efforts, the AMC has been investing in pre-commercial treatments in both softwood and hardwood stands to reallocate growth to long-lived species and to improve timber quality. Through pre-commercial thinning and hardwood crop tree treatments, the AMC is prioritizing late successional species and high-value stems to increase overall stand volume over time. As American beech continues to degrade across the landscape, the AMC has been working to preserve important wildlife trees while using harvesting techniques to encourage yellow birch and sugar maple regeneration to augment this compromised component. By implementing silvicultural practices and prescriptions that promote the establishment of multi-aged forested systems, the AMC tends to have lighter commercial entries into a forest stand when harvesting. This allows for more frequent entries over time to break up the even-aged stand structure through multiple harvests. Lighter entry also allows for acreage to have a lower volume removal, but a steadier flow of wood across time. The AMC has seen an increase in average stocking on the property through this management approach, from 12.5 cords per acre in 2010 to 16.2 cords per acre in 2020. By growing our forest into a larger, more mature ecosystem, the AMC is working towards meeting its goals of ecological restoration and climate resiliency through increased carbon sequestration and storage on the landscape. Practicing ecological forestry comes with economic trade-offs for the sake of advancing broader ecological or societal objectives. The AMC sees financial success from the MWI project as the ability to cover operational expenses and property taxes for the property on an annual basis from the timber revenue, while sustaining local and regional forest products businesses. So far, we have been able to meet our financial goals through our management ethic. The current challenge, which many landowners in the northeastern United States face, is the lack of markets and economic incentives to harvest low-grade products, an essential part of forest management in the Northeast. The revenue is often marginal in degraded northern hardwood and softwood stands, making it challenging to adhere to our harvest goals and to employ local logging crews. The AMC is faced with the same challenges as other landowners. We must balance our two competing goals, growing and harvesting timber in an economically efficient and productive manner, and protecting the ecological and social values of the forest. The balance of these goals depends on the landowner and their motivations for owning their land. For the AMC, we started the MWI mission as a mechanism for conservation at the landscape scale. Our motivations have always been, and will continue to be, rooted in the ecological restoration and recovery of the lands that we steward, and the resilience of the local communities sustained by these forests. We view the foregone economic profit as a necessary tax to the earth that we are willing to pay to honor the landscape, honor and protect this landscape, and the people that depend on it into the future.